Minnesota Today podcast is supported by Granite Partners, celebrating 20 years of growing Minnesota-based companies that source and sell around the world. Granite Partners, growing companies, enhancing communities. You can learn more at granite.com.
Minnesota Today podcast is supported by Minnesota West Community and Technical College, offering career training and degrees in more than 60 different programs and majors across 5 campuses and online. You can learn more at mnwest.edu.
This is Minnesota Today for March 7th. I'm Nathan Stevens. Minneapolis teachers and staff are preparing to announce strike plans later this evening. The union said in a statement that it will also talk about negotiations with the district over wages and mental health programs for students, among other issues. Meanwhile, in St. Paul, bargaining continued today with similar demands expressed by educators. St. Paul's administrators, like their counterparts in Minneapolis, say they cannot afford to pay more. The St. Paul district says if a settlement is reached after 9 p.m., school tomorrow will still be canceled. Another candidate has entered the open seat race for Congress in Minnesota's 1st District. Mark Zadeklik reports.
Former state representative and Trump Department of Agriculture appointee Brad Finstead is the most recent Republican to enter the race. Republican Jim Hagedorn's mid-February death has left Democrats and Republicans scrambling to come up with candidates for a special election to fill the remainder of Hagedorn's term. Candidates running in the special election are likely to also file for the November general election. Hagedorn's funeral was held over the weekend. Former 1st District GOP Chair Jared Spillman says with that closure, he expects more candidates to emerge.
The people who I've talked to who are running, many of them were waiting until after, you know, the eulogies and the sympathies and the wait. So this week is going to be a flurry of activity.
The special election will be held in early August on the same day of the primary for the general election. I'm Mark Zadeklik.
A generic drug maker co-founded by Mayo Clinic is planning to produce low-cost insulin. Catherine Richer reports.
Civica Rx plans to make 3 types of insulin and estimates they will be available for use by 2024, contingent on the Food and Drug Administration's approval. Insulin has become prohibitively expensive for some patients, leading to dangerous rationing practices. People who are uninsured or underinsured often have to pay out of pocket for the treatment. Civica says it will be able to produce the treatment at no more than $30 a vial and no more than $55 for a box of 5 cartridges. Mayo Clinic joined 7 hospital systems in 2018 to found Civica Rx. The idea at the time was to make generic versions of drugs that were in short supply, creating cost and access headaches for patients and hospitals alike. I'm Catherine Richard.
A pair of athletes from Minnesota earned silver medals today at the Paralympics in Beijing. In her Paralympics debut, cross-country skier Sydney Peterson of Lake Elmo claimed silver in the women's 15-kilometer race. And St. Cloud's Mike Schultz took the silver in men's snowboard cross, adding to the gold and silver he won 4 years ago. Schultz spoke with NBC about his performance and about his work designing specialized prosthetics for other athletes.
They're all just pushing the bar so high, and I'm pumped I can keep up with them, and I'm even more pumped that, you know, I've created the equipment that is helping us to progress the sport and to race alongside of all these guys, and still, you know, finish on the podium with a silver. Gold is awesome, but silver is still awesome too. I'm so pumped and proud.
The U.S. wheelchair curling team, including Oyana Arunstamig of Burnsville, is now 2-3 in round robin play. The association that governs Minnesota school athletics is on the lookout for participant and fan behavior that crosses the line into harassment. Executive Director Erich Martens told a House committee today that the Minnesota State High School League won't tolerate racial taunts, player threats, or other outbursts. Martens says a model code of conduct for schools and a student conference around upholding a welcoming environment are in the works. Incidents of alleged racism have led to game cancellations and other actions. In sports, the Wild lost to the Dallas Stars yesterday, 6-3, and the Timberwolves play the Portland Trail Blazers tonight. They won their last game against Portland. As for weather, expect temperatures in the mid-teens tonight, rising up into the mid-30s during the day tomorrow, and back down into the teens tomorrow night. For NPR News, I'm Nathan Stevens. Thanks for joining us. Kathy Wurzer will have an update for you in the morning. Until then, stay safe and stay healthy.